No plans this weekend? Hit up Slug Magazine's daily calendar and never have another Friday night in.
Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. I'm Chris Clement, and I do vocals and guitar in Pilot This Plane Down.
I am Sean Miller, and I do the same thing, vocals and guitar. We also have Jason Weidauer, the bass player, Matt Wiggum, drum player, and then Cody Crichton. I don't know what Cody plays. I guess it's keyboards.
He's the sneeze-guar.
He's the sound maker, keyboardist, noisemaker guy of the band. He has many roles.
We are playing Crucial Fest this year. It's our first show in close to a decade. You should come check us out. Sean and I have actually been playing together since 2000.
High school.
Yeah, me and my buddy Todd started playing together when we were 16. And we wrote a bunch of, like, poppy radio-sounding acoustic songs.
It was some bullshit.
And then Sean bought an acoustic bass, and we eventually took a little road trip after high school to Sacramento,
Seattle, Portland.
Yeah, but we went to San Francisco and played in the subway for money and then gave the money to a homeless guy whose territory we were obviously invading.
Yes.
Then years later, we started playing together again.
Yep. Pilot, it started off much more noise-based than it is now. Now it's, you know, it's sort of a band that's got some peaks and valleys. I would say it's primarily a metal band. Probably, I don't know, Isis, Old Man Gloom is probably a...
Big influences on it.
Influences. It may not sound exactly like that, but it's it sort of vacillates between loud metal, a little bit of noise, and then some prettier, you know, sort of atmospheric or... whatever, just sort of prettier parts, movements of whatever, sort of instrumental, mostly on the... Although you sing like an angel.
Sometimes. Rarely.
At least on Decline you do. But yeah, it sort of goes between those extremes. Like I say, a lot of peaks and valleys. But if you describe it to somebody in one word, I'd call it a metal band, I guess.
I was reading a review of Pilot This Plane Down from when Glory of the World came out. And they went right to sounding like Isis, but not exactly. Like, that was kind of an obvious piece of it. But I think something that you might not recognize, but I think you and I would, is stuff like Sonic Youth.
Oh, absolutely.
We kind of wanted to bring, like, you know, all the noisy stuff that they do always moves me and tends to move you. I don't know, I felt like that creeped in there a lot.
I would say Sonic Youth is probably a bigger influence on the band than anything, but Chris and I would be the only ones to say that. I think everybody else in the band would be like, no, we don't like Sonic Youth at all.
Because we wrote that way. Yeah. Back before it started, Sean and I lived together in an apartment in Salt Lake City, and don't remember all the details of it, but I was really mad or something, and I went down to our band room by myself and just made a whole bunch of noise. I turned on all the amps and was like beating on the drums and holding the guitar at the same time, like with my elbow, just making awful noise. And one time I recorded it and brought it home and played it for Sean, and he just thought, like, well, let me go with you next time.
I forgot about that you did that, and I don't know what you were mad about, but I can 100% say it was about a girl.
It was about a girl.
Okay.
I just want to talk about it.
Right. And you didn't want to talk about it, and there may have been tears involved, and you probably did it at like 2 a.m. But I had forgotten about that you were basically the one that started Pilot, and you showed it to me later, said, hey, look what I did. And I went, that's amazing. We need to do that together. And then we just went and made a bunch of noise.
And then eventually we got Matt and Cody, who were playing. What were they playing in at the time?
That was nothing,
like nothing ever.
Yeah.
And they came and played with us and went from there. during writing some of what turned out to be Glory of the World, Matt left the band. He was just too busy. Okay. He had Big Cartel going and everything. Then we had Gavin come play with us, and he didn't stick around long. And then Matt came back. And then we quit again. Like, we played some shows at, like, Kilby and stuff. And then a couple years later, I just couldn't stand it anymore and called all you guys and said I want to do a record. And so we all got together, had that place in the basement of that Westgate building or whatever that's gone now. And we wrote everything that ended up being Glory of the World and then recorded it. I think we played a couple shows and then we're done.
Yeah, we followed the pattern that we normally follow for success, which is, you know, write the whole record, and then as soon as we're ready to promote it or do anything with it, we disband or just, I don't know, just kind of stop playing in general.
I remember early on we had said that Pilots Playing Down could be the sort of project that doesn't have to stick to a one kind of sound. Like, we could always just leave it and come back to it and do some different weird thing and then quit again if we didn't feel like keeping it going. But I guess it is kind of a band that has held up with that. We just get back together, do a thing, and then rest for a while. I was talking to Jerem, who's the mastermind founder of Crucial Fest. I was talking to him, and he was telling me that he was thinking of doing a reunion thing for, like, see how many local bands he could get to reunite for this. And he asked me if one of my bands would want to, and my first thought was Pilots Playing Down, because it's such a fun band. He said that would be great. I think he really liked Pilots Playing Down. Pilots Playing Down was one of the early Exigent bands before Jerem owned it. After I talked to him, I immediately just started texting. I texted Matt first, because Matt's kind of the, like, if Matt's not going to do it, we're not going to do it. So I texted Matt, and he said, if everyone else is into it, I'm in. So I got all excited and immediately texted everybody else, and they all said they'd love to do it.
Well, I think you side-texted me first and said, hey, can we talk Matt into this? And I said, yeah, give it a shot. And then Matt said yes.
Did I?
And
so yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I would have played half the shows in my life without you pushing them along and getting everybody together and making sure everybody was happy and getting along and friends. And,
so pretty passionate about it.
You are. You're the one that makes it all happen, get everybody together. That is band dad. That's always been your role, of getting everybody happy and in the same room.
I'm the band dad of our dad band. My thought is always, I'm going to do something, and if so-and-so won't do it with me, I'll just do it with someone else. So, but I have my, like, go-to guys that I always want to do things with, and this group is certainly one of them, whether it's Pilots Playing Down or some other project. If I'm doing something brand new, I might see if any of these guys are interested before I go talk to somebody else.
It's super easy, especially with this group, because everybody's so familiar. At least some of the songs you just kind of pick up and they're right there and they sound about right, but it does take a little bit to sort of dial everything in.
Re-remembering parts and things.
Yeah.
Rewriting some parts even.
Yeah. We've even had to do that a little bit, but like Cody's stuff is probably the most difficult thing to iron out, because he built his noise-making machine from the ground up, so he had to sort of reconstruct all that, figure out logistically how he would do it. But I mean, guitar-wise, Chris and I coming together is always really seamless and easy to do, but I guess it's sort of song-dependent. There's been a couple of parts where it's like, now I don't even remember at all how that thing went.
Yeah, getting back together to do this after all that time, and to me, it was pretty smooth personally, because I've just kept playing, and so I kind of keep things always in the back of my head, what we used to do. It's obviously been pretty easy for Matt, because he's been nailing it pretty well.
Yeah.
Jason is, as well, because as long as Jason's practiced, he can do anything. He's amazing. Like, collectively as a group, to me, it was like, it's like dream come true, because I think about, like, I tend to dwell on the old times and stuff I've done. Like, wow, I remember doing that. I wish I could do that again. Like, I listen to my music and think about how it came together, and I get all, like, re-excited about it. So it was pretty cool having it all come together. Like, when we that first practice, when we're playing, we have all the vocals set up and everything, and just, you know, letting it all out, and how great it sounded. It was pretty pretty
awesome.
That's
crazy. I mean, you play Harvest is the first thing that we tried to play, and I think it came together quite well.
Yeah.
And it's like we hadn't played the song for, you know, 10 years, and then all of a sudden you come together and we got all the way through the song, and
yeah.
I think we played it fairly accurately. So
yeah, we did.
It's a cool feeling. Mostly about nostalgia for me. When I hear it, it just kind of, you know, it takes you back 10 years to when we wrote it, and there was always a lot of good vibes in Pilot for me, and so it just kind of brings back all those feelings. I don't think I feel any differently about it. It's more just sort of remembering about that point in time in our lives and playing it again and remembering, you know, it's sort of all good vibes, all positive.
It does a lot of the same things for me. But I remember, I don't know, I feel like with Pilotless Playing Down, I don't feel like we locked ourselves into a time period. I feel like maybe other people listening to this would feel different, but I don't listen to it and think, wow, that's so 2008. I listen to it and I feel like if this came out now, it would be good, you know? I don't think our music is the type of music that just sounds like a specific little era. I don't think it dates itself. That's the cool thing I think about more like indie rock and indie metal type of stuff, is I feel like all of it, not all of it, a lot of it is just its own thing, and I don't feel like it's become irrelevant. Not us necessarily, maybe we're irrelevant, I don't know, but, you know, just things in general. I listen to a lot of stuff from that era pretty regularly, like it's new. I have been playing Crucial Fest since like Crucial Fest 1, and there's only a couple of years that I didn't play because I wasn't in a project that was really, you know, in a good place to do it. But one or more of my bands has been in almost every Crucial Fest. I feel like Utah bands have these really small audiences, a lot of them. Some of them have bigger audiences, but I feel like Crucial Fest is one of its strengths is being able to pull all these together. I feel like Utah hasn't had a really solid, united music scene for a long time until Crucial Fest started happening. And now every year at Crucial Fest, you can go and see what's going on. It's kind of a good place to go find new stuff or, you know, catch the couple of bands that you know of and find something else along the way. I feel like Jerem puts a lot into Crucial Fest. I've seen him, you know, he and his wife Tiffany are obviously the masterminds behind Crucial Fest. And I see them every year walking around looking like everything's cool, but I know behind the scenes there's a lot of chaos and anxiety of keeping things running. And I get to see them like after Crucial Fest. Usually there's like a chill out event where he just has everybody over who helped in, or was in it, and get to hear about all the rough spots, but we all get to tell them how amazing it was afterward because they always do such a killer job. I have a very, very big fondness for Crucial Fest and for what they're doing.
I did it because you asked me to. But but I agree with all that. I mean, Jerem's amazing, and you know, I was shocked about how big Crucial Fest got and how amazing of a job he did putting it all together, especially in this market. It's not easy to do.
I think Crucial Fest has done a lot to bring cohesion to the Utah music scene. I don't know, I feel like music is more accessible now digitally, and we're also, you know, attached to our screens. I'm no different, but you know, I guess it's maybe harder to get out and see bands. And I remember I used to just go to shows just to see what was going on and just to see what it was like, see who was playing and if it was for me, you know. It was a different discovery process, and I feel like Crucial Fest kind of makes that happen again. This is the first year in a long time that it's been really locally focused. Jerem always brings in local bands. He kind of scouts for the things that he really wants that will fit with what's going on, and does a great job of giving bands a chance to be heard who, you know, maybe haven't had that big of an audience previously. So Crucial Fest has done a lot for a lot of Utah groups that way. But this is the first time in years that it's been very local focused, and I think that's wonderful. Pilot This Plane Down is going to be playing the first Crucial Fest show, and that is Thursday, September 26th at Metro Music Hall. It's going to be a really good lineup that night. One in particular is Throws. That's a band I'm really into right now, Throws. They're from Idaho. They're one of the few out-of-towners, I think, that'll be here for Crucial Fest. The song you're about to hear is Decline. This one is, I don't know, it's my personal favorite of everything we've done and almost anything I've done. It's a little more listenable, maybe, than the rest of it for mass audiences. I think my mom even likes it.
It is the track you can show your mom, for sure.
It's the track you can show your mom.
Yeah.
It's a little softer. It's, I don't know, more vocal and pretty, would you say?
As pretty as we go.
You can listen to Pilots Playing Down on any streaming service like Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play, anywhere. You can find updates on us through our Facebook page, Pilot This Plane Down. Catch us at Crucial Fest on Thursday, September 26th at Metro, and that may be the only time you'll ever get to see us live.
Or maybe don't bum everybody out that we're never going to play again. Or
come all you can, I guess. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
We'll be optimistic that we can talk Matt into another show.
We can talk Matt into another show.
If you liked this episode of Soundwaves, please take a minute to rate and review us on iTunes.
Need some outfit inspiration? See the hottest street fashion Utah has to offer in our monthly Slug Style feature.